Welcome to Play Ball. It's Sunday, April 27th, and we had a full slate with walk-offs, sweeps, and one bullpen meltdown that just kept going.
And the standings are starting to tighten in a few places, Abe. Tampa Bay keeps rolling, Seattle's on a run, and the Mets? That's not a run, that's a slide.
Let's start with Baltimore, where Boston needed a response after all the noise around the manager change.
And it wasn't just emotional, it was timely. Wilson Contreras with the big swing, Sedan Rafaela and Marcelo Mayer driving in runs, and Connelly early giving them 6 2/3 solid innings.
Boston broke it open in the fifth, then held off Gunnar Henderson's two-run answer. Aroldis Chapman finished it cleanly.
For a club sitting at 11-17 in the East, that's the kind of win that keeps a season from spiraling. Red Sox 5, Orioles 3.
In Toronto, the Blue Jays kept inching back toward respectability, and Jesus Sanchez was the difference.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was on base all day, 3 hits, and then Sanchez turns the game with that 2-run shot in the 6th. That's the kind of swing that changes a series.
Cleveland tied it in the 5th, but Toronto answered immediately, and then the bullpen handled the rest. Braden Fisher got the win, Louis Varland the save.
The Jays have won 2 straight series after dropping 6 in a row. That matters. Blue Jays 4, Guardians 2.
And in New York, the Rockies took both ends of the doubleheader and really put the Mets in a hole.
The opener was the weird one, with the robot ump changing the inning and Jose Quintana outdueling Nolan McQueen. Then the nightcap was all Chase Dolander.
Dolander threw 7 shutout innings in the second game. Hunter Goodman hit a 2-run homer, and Colorado completed the sweep.
15th loss in 17 games for the Mets. That's not a bad week. That's a crisis. Rockies 3, Mets 0 in the nightcap, and 3-1 in the opener.
Detroit went to Cincinnati and finally got the kind of inning they'd been waiting for.
Hau-Yu Lee's first big league homer. Spencer Torkelson homering for the 5th straight game, tying a Tigers record. And then Gleyber Torres putting it away late.
After the Reds had clawed in front 3-2, the Tigers scored 6 times from the 7th on. Brant Herder got the win in relief.
That's a statement win for a team right in the central mix. Tigers 8, Reds 3.
Tampa Bay completed a sweep of Minnesota, and the story there was the 3rd inning.
4 runs, Yandy Diaz going deep, and the Twins just never recovered. That's 5 straight losses now for Minnesota, 9-10.
Simeon Woods Richardson gave up 4 runs in 4 1/3, and the Rays bullpen kept Brooks Lee's homer from becoming anything more.
Tampa Bay's won 4 straight and sit 16-11. That's a team acting like a contender. Rays 4, Twins 2.
Atlanta took care of Philadelphia early and never looked back.
Chris Sale was ridiculous. 6 shutout innings, 1 hit, 9 strikeouts. That's old-school ace stuff.
Matt Olson's 3-run homer in the first, Eli White's 2-run blast in the second, and the Braves were up 6-0 before the Phillies could breathe.
Kyle Schwarber finally got one in the 8th, but by then, it was window dressing. Braves 6, Phillies 2.
Kansas City and the Angels gave us the day's wildest finish, and it went to extra innings.
Mike Trout hit the first punch. Then the Royals kept chasing all game, got tied in the 9th on that Jack Caglione homer, and then Lane Thomas ended it in the 10th.
First homer of the season for Thomas. First walk-off RBI of his career. 11 runs, 10 innings, and a complete mess in the best way.
Royals 11, Angels 9.
The Athletics went into Texas and won a tight one behind a big first inning.
Carlos Cortez with the 2-run triple, and then Justin Sterner escaping a bases-loaded no-out jam in the 6th. That's how you steal a road game.
The Rangers got 1 run on a sacrifice bunt and an error, but that was it. Jack Perkins finished it for the save.
A's 2, Rangers 1.
Houston snapped the Yankees' 8-game winning streak, and they did it with authority.
Spencer Arrighetti was the story. 7 innings, 3 hits, One run, 8 strikeouts. That's a grown-up start.
Christian Walker homered, doubled, and drove in 4. Isaac Paredes added a homer and 3 RBIs of his own.
Aaron Judge homered on his birthday, because of course he did, but New York never got close enough. Astros 7, Yankees 4.
Milwaukee blanked Pittsburgh behind a monster outing from Kyle Harrison.
12 strikeouts, 1 hit, 6 scoreless. That's not a line. That's a warning.
The Brewers scored all 5 in the 4th and never needed another big swing. Pirates managed 2 hits all night.
And now, the Brewers have snapped the skid. Brewers 5, Pirates 0.
Seattle pulled out a 1-run win in St. Louis on a 9th-inning blast for Rob Refsnyder.
He got the call overturned, stayed in the at-bat, and then punished Jojo Romero. That's a veteran at-bat with some bite.
Cal Raleigh and Nathan Church had the earlier homers, but Refsnyder's shot was the difference. Jose Ferrer closed it out.
Mariners 3, Cardinals 2.
Washington beat Chicago in 10, and that one was all about the 10th.
C.J. Abrams sackfly, Jose Tennis pinch hit homer, and then Paxton Schultz slamming the door for his first career save. That's a lot of firsts.
Foster Griffin was excellent for 7 scoreless, and Sean Burke matched him for most of the afternoon in bulk relief.
Nationals 2, White Sox 1.
The Dodgers shut out the Cubs, and Justin Robleski keeps doing things nobody expected.
First Dodgers pitcher since 2009 to win his first 4 starts. That's a fun little club.
Shohei Ohtani snapped his homerless streak with a shot to left center, and the Dodgers were up 3-0 before Chicago had a chance to settle in.
The Cubs had traffic all game and nothing to show for it. Dodgers 6, Cubs 0.
San Francisco kept the Marlins quiet after a rough 2nd inning, and then Casey Schmidt did his thing again.
Back-to-back games with the go-ahead homer. That's a guy finding his moment.
Landon Roop went 7 2/3 innings, and the Giants came back from 3-1 down to win 6-3.
Jung-Hoo Lee had 4 hits, Rafael Devers broke out, and the Giants have now won 7 of their last 10. Giants 6, Marlins 3.
In Mexico City, Arizona and San Diego turned it into a home run derby and then some.
Manny Machado had 2 homers and 5 RBIs, but Tim Tawa's grand slam in the 7th flipped the whole game. Then Ildemaro Vargas kept piling on.
Arizona scored 6 in the 7th and 4 more in the 8th. That's how you turn a 7-2 hole into a 12-7 win.
And Vargas extending that hitting streak to 23 games? That's a season-long heater. Diamondbacks 12, Padres 7.
And the Rockies finished the doubleheader sweep with a shutout in Queens, because apparently they were done being modest for the day.
Chase Dahlander was the headline there. 7 scoreless, 7 strikeouts, and the Mets just kept missing the moment.
Hunter Goodman's 2-run homer in the 3rd made it 3-0, and that was that.
Colorado sweeps the series. New York drops to 9-19, and the alarm bells are getting loud. Rockies 3, Mets 0.
That'll do it for today on Play Ball.
We'll be back with the next slate because this season is already giving us enough to talk about.
For Bailey, I'm Abe. Thanks for listening.